You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Okay, Rob, riddle me this. A special Food Friday riddle for you. Okay. What's round, has a hole in the middle, and is found in 2 out of every 3 American kitchens?
Going with donuts? Or maybe that's just wishful thinking?
Yeah, it's wishful thinking.
They're not in all the kitchens.
They are tasty, but I digress. The answer is a bundt cake pan.
Okay.
And it turns out the tried and true bundt pan has a really long and interesting history.
Terry Milligan joins us now with some creative ways to bake with the bundt pan, not just sweet stuff, by the way. She's a chef and culinary speaker and instructor. She teaches classes around the state. Her food articles appear in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Edible Door magazine. Her recent article looks at the birth of the bundt pan and highlights a few of her favorite recipes. Terry, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me again.
Well, yeah, I've got that. I got to say the bundt pan, one of the least utilized pieces of equipment in my personal kitchen. But tell us a bit about the origins of the bundt pan. Where did this come from?
Well, it actually is now 71 years old. It had its 70th anniversary last year, and it originated not too far from us in Minnesota by the Nordic Ware Company, which is still who makes it. They actually trademarked the name, so a bundt pan is their pan, just like a crock pot is a slow cooker. They've got the bundt pan, and they've trademarked it. But it's been around for 71 years.
And it sounds like part of the special innovation of the bundt pan is the hole in the middle. What does it do?
Well, the hole in the middle actually makes the cake bake a little more evenly. So you don't, sometimes if you, I think you may bake, but when you have that cake and you have that middle part, it can be a little soft. It's hard to get the middle done and the sides are a little overcooked. With a bundt cake, you don't have that problem because you've got the hole in the middle, so it has a nice, even bake. It also kind of becomes its own frosting when you push it out. It has that pretty decorative look to it. So even a novice baker can make a beautiful cake with a bundt pan.
And what's up with sort of the scalloped, bottom and sides of that? Is that just aesthetic, or does that help with the cooking process somehow?
Well, I think it's more aesthetic. It doesn't help that much. It just makes it so that it's it looks pretty even without frosting on it. And it also originated from a German cake pan that was very heavy. It was a 15-pound pan, and the folks that developed that was heavy. It was made with cast iron.
Wow.
Carpal tunnel cooking, yeah.
Exactly. When they developed it over at the Nordic Ware, they had some folks that lived in the area that came over and said, could you make a pan that's a little more easy to use in the kitchen than the 15-pound cake pan? And that's how they developed this bundt pan. And it actually wasn't a big seller right at first, and it didn't become a big seller till 1966, when someone came in second, not first, but second in the Pillsbury Bake Off with something called the Tunnel of Fudge. And it was a cake that was made in the pan, and it made its own little fudge kind of tunnel in the middle of it as it baked. But they didn't even win. But it became the most popular cake pan then from now on after that.
Yeah, I looked up that Tunnel of Fudge cake after reading your article,
yeah.
And it does look pretty delicious, I have to say.
It does.
Is it hard to make? Have you made it, Terry?
I have made it, and it's not hard to make. It kind of makes itself its own little fudge cake in there. In my article, I did a little kind of an offshoot of it. I did a red velvet bundt cake that had cream cheese in the middle. So kind of another version of that kind of a cake that has a little middle cream, kind of delight in the center of it.
I want to get into, we've got a recipe we'll get to that we have on the Facebook page in a minute, but one that really struck me in your article, you can do savory cooking. Guys, think bundt pan, I think bundt cake, something sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You've got basically a spaghetti bundt something.
Casserole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to call it.
It looked good, though. The picture looked great.
It did look really good.
What are you calling this? So I think we call it a spaghetti bundt cake or something. But basically you can use spaghetti, you can use whatever cooked pasta you like, and it's a way to form the pasta in a ring with some cheese, and I think I have a little eggs in there too. I put some sun-dried tomatoes and some spinach inside of it as well, and then it bakes and you just unmold it and you can slice it and serve it with marinara sauce. So it's very easy and it's fun to put on a buffet, and it looks pretty.
Well, Terry, I have to ask you, excuse me if this is a personal question, but how many bundt pans do you own?
I actually only own one.
Only own one?
Yes,
really?
I do. I know, but it's only the two of us.
Ah.
So, but it is my mother's bun pan, so I guess, it, you know, bun pans seem to go passed down in his, you know, in the family a lot of times. So I only own one, but I do happen to have connections. So when I did this article, I had three or four in the kitchen.
I see. Well, I've seen different molds now. I mean, there's the classic one you're talking about, and I bought one a while ago. I can't remember the maker, but it looked sort of more like architecture. The inside of it looked like it was a castle when it was unmolded.
They've made so many different versions. I think there's actually over 70 now. I've seen some that are looked like flowers, some like yours that you're talking are more kind of almost diamond shaped and pointed. So they've just come up with tons of different ones. During their anniversary year, Nordicware actually put out again the original bundt pan in an anniversary edition that was really kind of fancy looking. So they have come out with many, and also little individual bundt pans, they call them something I can't recall, but little baby bundt pans that you can make kind of individual ones.
You get all the different shapes, then play with them like Legos and make crazy Lego, you know, bundt structures of food and cake.
You can.
Right.
And
something to aspire to.
I like that, too, you know, to see when they come out and they're all, you know, it's just so interesting looking.
So let's get to the recipe we have up on the Central Time Facebook page, one you shared with us. We've talked a little sweet. We've talked a little savory. So this one kind of splits the difference. The olive oil rosemary cornmeal cake. Talk us through this recipe.
Well, what's neat about this cake, it is a little bit sweet, a little bit savory. You could use it for breakfast or you could use it for a dessert. And instead of butter in it, it has olive oil. And the olive oil gives it a very interesting flavor and keeps it very moist. And then I also put fresh rosemary in it. And the cornmeal I use, I don't like to use a real, for the listeners, you use just a regular cornmeal that's not a stone ground cornmeal. It gets a little too coarse for the cake. So use a finer cornmeal for it. And then I just dust it with powdered sugar on your site. I think it probably shows the same photo I have, which has it with just some strawberries and a little whipped cream. But you can certainly have that with a cup of coffee in the morning, or you can have it at night with, you might want to put a little Grand Marnier or something like that in your whipped cream and have it for a fancy dessert.
What does the olive oil do in that recipe?
Well, it serves as the oil base in it. So in a regular cake, you usually would have butter or vegetable oil. In this case, you're using olive oil. So it gives it an interesting flavor as well, because try to use like a fruitier kind of olive oil, but always extra virgin when you're going to work with this, because you want a really pleasant flavored olive oil. So it keeps it moist and gives it some different flavors.
We heard from Kenneth in Janesville, who wants to know, what does bundt mean? And it's B-U-N-D-T. I assume it has nothing to do with baseball type of bunting. No. Do you know where that name itself came from?
Well, I heard that it is a derivative of a German word. And the original folks that came and asked the folks to make the bundt can, it was a bundt Kaken, something like that, the original cake. But I think it translates to gathering, and the cake itself is kind of a larger cake, a pretty cake that would be used for a gathering.
And tell us a little bit about that red velvet cream cheesy one you described. My kids love red velvet anything. How does that one come together?
It's, again, very easy. You make a base of a cake base with cocoa powder in it in this instance, and then you make a cream cheese filling. So you put half of the cake batter in your bundt pan, then the little cream cheese filling, and then more of the cake batter, and it just bakes unmolded. And on my website, there's a pretty picture of it with the little cake cream cheese in the center and then a little cream cheese glaze on top. It is extremely good and very, very moist.
Well, I want to ask you about something. One of my, black beasts when I'm cooking this kind of cake, I'm always a little bit afraid because I'm afraid it's not going to unmold. And so I put like a pound of butter in there and then a pound of flour. This is just to like make sure it doesn't stick. And sometimes it still sticks. What's the secret there?
Well, I have to say I usually give all of the little bundt pans a little spray of nonstick food spray. And like a Pam, but something like that, and they always come out then.
Oh, so you don't do the old-fashioned butter and flour. You just use a spray.
Well, I kind of do a little of both. I give it a little bit of spray. That's my insurance policy. So I always give it a little spray, and then I do the butter. And, in fact, the cake that you're referring to the with the red velvet, instead of flour, I dusted it with cocoa powder.
Uh-huh.
All right, now
yeah,
I'm
so you got a little bit more cocoa in there.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm thinking of different ways to try this. Tell me why this wouldn't work. I use a bundt pan for a frittata with the eggs in there. You know, it's like a crustless quiche. What, would that work?
Kind of deep. I don't know. What do you think, Todd?
It might be too thick.
You'd have to make sure the eggs got cooked enough in the center. You know, that's because you don't want to overcook. But I bet it might. You might not want to go quite as high as
right.
the very, very top.
I was going to say that'd be about 40 eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess your next question would be, why would I want to do that? And I'm not sure.
This?
I'm not sure. But I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. Are there other frontiers here that we haven't thought of? We've got the pasta bake. We've got the desserts. Are there things, other things you can do in a bundt pan, Terry?
Well, I also make something for birds. I make a birdseed wreath in the bundt pan. My father actually owned a birdseed company in Indiana, and so I have an affinity for the liking the little feathered birds out there. Then I live in Door County, and I like to feed them. So I make a birdseed cake, I guess you'd call it, for them. And the glue is really easy. It's just water and cornstarch and Knox gelatin. Then you put your bird seed in there. I usually give them a few dried cranberries or dried cherries along with it, and you just put it in there and let it dry for a couple of days and unmold it, and then I put it right outside. I will say the squirrels also like it as well.
That's so cool. I'm going to try that. Well, Terry, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
That was Terry Milligan, chef and culinary speaker and instructor who teaches classes throughout Wisconsin. Her food articles appear in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Edible Door magazine. And today we have been basking in the glory of the bundt pan.
And you can find that recipe we were talking about earlier, the olive oil rosemary cornmeal cake, over at the Central Time Facebook page.